Good morning and welcome to RIV Capital's conference call to discuss its acquisition of Etain. With us on today's call are Mark Sims, President and CEO of RIV Capital, Eddie Lucarelli, Chief Financial Officer, and Matt Mundy, Chief Strategy Officer and General Counsel. A reminder that today's conference call is being recorded. Before we begin, we would like to remind everyone that prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Such statements involve a number of known and unknown risks and uncertainties, many of which are outside the company's control that could cause its future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from the results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Important factors that could cause or contribute to such differences include risks detailed in our public filings and those mentioned in today's press release. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update any forward-looking or other statements herein, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Now, at this time, it is my pleasure to turn the call over to RIV's President and CEO, Mark Sims. Please go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. As you no doubt are aware from our announcement of the Etain acquisition, I have taken on the role of CEO and President of RIV to advance our strategy in the U.S. cannabis market moving forward. I appreciate the confidence the Board of Directors has placed in me, and I welcome the opportunity to participate in this call. Before we talk about the acquisition and how it plays into RIV's plans, a little bit about me. I have a diverse background in strategy, M&A, supply chain, information technology, and in enterprise risk management. I most recently led strategy, M&A, and business intelligence for the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, the world's leading marketer of branded consumer lawn and garden products, as well as indoor and hydroponic growing products. I previously served as its CIO and head of business transformation, where I worked with operators across the organization to drive change and operational efficiencies. In addition to consumer products, my experience spans packaging, retail, manufacturing, and distribution. I have served and will continue to be on the RIV Board of Directors. I have spent considerable time with the key principals of RIV, not only in exploring acquisitions, but also how best to shift the strategy into execution mode. With this in mind, the entire RIV team and I are pleased to take the first step in our U.S. strategy launch with our agreement to purchase Etain. This transaction will mark a transformative step, moving us from an investor in the cannabis value chain to a full-fledged operator of cannabis growing and retail operations. And we're doing so by establishing RIV Capital within what we believe will be the most exciting legal cannabis market in the U.S. over the next several years. With adult use expected to begin in 2023, New York has the potential to rival California as the largest state cannabis market in the U.S. Our intent is to build a long-term, growth-oriented mainstay of the U.S. cannabis sector, and our platform begins with Etain. Our plan is to grow the Etain brand while bringing successful and authentic brands to New York consumers, including the possibility of high-quality West Coast brands. We intend to pursue and continue discussions with leading brands and other prospective targets to augment our Etain offering with the goal of building a leading brand-focused and consumer-obsessed cannabis company. Our focus has always been to identify the best opportunities in strategically attractive markets. Etain fits that description perfectly, starting with the build-out of market share in New York, while the full scope of the RIV platform continues to emerge. As one of the original five medical cannabis license recipients and one of only 10 companies approved for vertically integrated operations, Etain is a foundational member of the legal New York cannabis market. In terms of its footprint and capabilities, Etain operates four retail locations across New York, including its flagship dispensary in Manhattan, as well as prominent locations in Kingston, Syracuse, and Westchester. Etain also operates a cultivation facility in Chestertown, which is undergoing a significant expansion. With a curated portfolio of four premier brands that leverage proprietary strains and meticulous cultivation and manufacturing processes, Etain offers in-demand products with precise cannabinoid ratios that are organic, gluten-free, and certified pharmaceutical grade. In short, Attain has successfully developed an enviable footprint in a state we believe is primed for scaled growth. Of course, I would be remiss without officially extending an early welcome to the new team members from Attain who will join our RIV family upon closing of the transaction. They have done a tremendous job building the Attain brand and providing high-quality products for the medical cannabis community. We look forward to working together to realize the vast and broader potential of the New York cannabis market while generating value for our stakeholders and shareholders. With that, I would now like to turn the line over to our Chief Financial Officer, Eddie Lucarelli, who will discuss more details of the acquisition.
Thanks very much, Mark. And once again, welcome to the RIV Capital team. We are all looking forward to the exciting things ahead under your leadership. As Mark just mentioned, we are beyond thrilled to announce the strategic acquisition of Attain. I wanted to provide a brief financial overview of the transaction. RIV Capital will purchase ownership and control of Attain by investing approximately $247 million, including $212 million in cash and $35 million in newly issued Class A common shares, or approximately 26.4 million shares based upon our shares' 5-day volume-weighted average price on the Canadian Securities Exchange as of March 29, 2022. As detailed in today's press release, closing of the transaction is expected to occur in two stages. The initial closing is anticipated to occur in the second calendar quarter of 2022. The final closing is subject to receipt of the relevant approvals by the New York State regulators and is expected to occur in the second half of 2022. Approximately 80% of the purchase price will be payable upon the initial closing, with the remainder payable upon the final closing. We are pleased to report that it is anticipated that the entire cash consideration payable pursuant to the transaction will be financed from proceeds received from our strategic partner, the Hawthorne Collective. Specifically, RIV Capital will utilize the proceeds received from the Hawthorne Collective's original $150 million U.S. convertible note investment in the company, which we closed last August. Furthermore, pursuant to the exercise of its top-up option under the original note purchase agreement, the Hawthorne Collective has agreed to advance an additional $25 million U.S. at the time of the initial closing of the Attain transaction in a newly issued convertible note with a conversion price of $1.65 Canadian per share. Finally, the Hawthorne Collective has advised RIV Capital that it intends to provide the company with additional funding of $40 million U.S. at a future date that is anticipated to be on or around the time of the final closing, via a subscription for an additional convertible note. We believe that the Hawthorne Collective's support is a testament to both the potential of Attain and the opportunity ahead of us in New York. Their support also enables us to further execute on our U.S. strategy. To strengthen and expand our New York presence, in time, we plan to invest additional capital and resources into 4 new dispensaries and to support the construction of a new, state-of-the-art flagship indoor cultivation facility, tailored to specifically address the premium New York market. The flagship cultivation center is expected to be equipped with industry-leading cultivation products from the Hawthorne Gardening Company and leverage in-depth cultivation knowledge and extensive market analytics in anticipation of growing demand as new retail locations open and as consumer access generally expands statewide. We believe these additional investments will help us to further realize Attain's significant market potential while well-positioning RIV Capital for the anticipated growth of the state's adult-use market. The final closing of the transaction is subject to receipt of applicable regulatory approvals, including approval from the New York Cannabis Control Board and the New York State Office of Cannabis Management. I'll now pass it over to Matt Mundy, our Chief Strategy Officer and General Counsel, who will provide further detail on the New York market as it relates to our go-forward strategy.
Thanks, Eddie. Our Attain announcement marks our decisive entrance into the U.S. cannabis market. We are tremendously excited to begin building a strong foundation for our U.S. footprint, with New York as a cornerstone of our platform. New York State is one of the largest legal cannabis market opportunities in the world, and according to Headset, could represent nearly $3 billion in cannabis sales by 2026. The state's outsized cultural influence, limited license program, and pending implementation of adult use sales make it a particularly attractive market in which to expand our U.S. presence. And we believe the state will be vital to the success of our platform in the long term. In addition to the extremely strong fundamentals of the state, recent regulatory developments have also been positive. The New York Office of Cannabis Management recently announced the expansion of its medical cannabis program, which has only increased our enthusiasm for this market. Doctors and certain other healthcare practitioners are now able to provide medical recommendations to patients for any condition that they feel could be treated by cannabis, rather than relying on a list of specific eligible conditions. The regulator has also waived patient fees and allowed whole flower sales at medical dispensaries, further improving patient accessibility statewide. What was once regarded as one of the nation's most restrictive markets is transforming into one of the most progressive, with anticipated benefits to consumers and operators alike. We believe New York will ultimately become the epicenter of U.S. cannabis on the East Coast, so it was a natural fit for us to establish our platform in such a fast-growing and promising market, as well as one that we believe will have enormous cultural influence as the national cannabis market expands in the coming years. Our long-term goal of becoming a leading cannabis company begins in the Northeast, and specifically in New York. From here, we will continue to build out our platform and will look to identify and target prospective opportunities in other strategically attractive states, as well as successful brands with established followings primed for market expansion to further the development of our U.S. platform. We look forward to providing further updates on the progression of our strategy over the coming quarters. Thank you. I'll now pass it to Mark to conclude the recording.
Thanks everybody for listening in on our recording. If you have any questions at all or wish to discuss further, please feel free to reach out directly to our investor relations email address at ir@rivcapital.com. We look forward to continuing to bring you updates on the progression of our U.S. strategy. Thanks all, and have a great day.